You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary everyday experiences and how to turn those into momentum and forward progress in your life. This week, we're coming to the end of the holiday season. Christmas was over the weekend, and Hanukkah's just wrapping up, and the New Year is coming, and we're about to write the wrong date on everything that we put a date on for the next 6 weeks, and it's a pretty exciting time, and I hope that everybody's had a chance to spend some time with friends and family, at least get a day off from work to be able to relax and turn to things that are interesting and exciting to you. I love the holiday season. I love Christmas. I get excited every year, and I can't wait as it comes up. I get to be a little bit like a kid. I start searching, snooping around for presents that are there, and I love wrapping things and having the tree and all of those traditions that create a really great time and just are a ton of fun for me. And so this week I thought I'd take advantage of the season, and I thought I'd take advantage of the things that I like and spend a little bit of time talking about gifts, presents, packages, whatever you want to call them, but gifts. And so I want to use gifts as something that we... sometimes we like them and sometimes we don't like them, and you never really know what it is that you're going to get. And so we all spend a ton of time thinking about what should we get, trying to guess what are we going to get from somebody else? What should we give to somebody else? How can I make sure that this is the right gift? Because we've all gotten things that in the past that maybe you aren't as excited about, that you know, maybe it's something that you already bought for yourself a couple of weeks before, or maybe it's something that just isn't interesting to you anymore, that maybe it used to be cool or used to be interesting to you, and now it's just not what you're into anymore. Maybe it's just plain old boring or whatever. Some gifts just are not a ton of fun to open. And when you open them up, you hide the disappointment and you say, thank you so much, mom, dad, husband, wife, brother, sister, grandparents, friend, whoever. And then you go and you try to find the best opportunity to make your way into a return line to bring it back and hopefully exchange it for something that you really want or are going to use. And that's something that I think happens every holiday season, and maybe even birthdays and anything else. But we really have very little say about what it is that somebody else is going to give us, other than we can drop hints, we can do whatever we want. And then if we get something that we don't like, hopefully we can do something to change it. But otherwise, we kind of just take what we have and try to make the best of it. And I know that sometimes it can be easy to look at the gifts that we are given in life, whatever our skills, talents, abilities are, and try to think of them in the same way. Because whether it's because we use an interchangeable word or something like that, but we take what we have and we say, okay, this is what I've got. Now I've either got to make the best of it or just decide not to use it at all, because there's no return line in life that you can go and give back your voice or exchange it for something else or try to find a, you know, if I return this, I'll exchange this this wit for a little bit more intelligence, and hopefully that'll give me a better outcome because I'm more into smarts right now than I am into being clever. And so we kind of feel like we are stuck with whatever it is that we've got. And we try to spend so much time thinking about how to use the gifts that we have in our life and maybe feel limited by them, maybe feel empowered by them, but we feel like there's nothing that we can do that we weren't given. And so, yes, we can't change who we are. We can't change what skills we're born with or what natural abilities we're born with. We can hone them and we can improve them, and we can take who we are and try to learn new things and experience new things that will allow us to maximize the outcome of our gifts. But I want to talk about changing the perspective of what using those gifts means, because we spend so much time focused on ourselves and focusing internally and looking at what does this mean for me, that we forget that the other side of gifts is that we give them away, and none of us wants to be the person responsible for giving a gift that everybody hates. Nobody wants to be responsible for giving a gift that people roll their eyes and try to find the best way to use it, or try to find a way that they can return it or exchange it, or try to hide it until the next time that you're going to be around and then pull it out and put it in a visible place so that they feel good about you using it. And so nobody wants to give a gift like that. That's not the intent. That's not the purpose. But when we're evaluating our own gifts, it's so easy, and we so frequently get caught up in, what does this mean for me? My gifts stink. I don't like that I can't sing in perfect pitch, right? I wish that I had the gift of this. I wish that I were a little bit smarter. I wish that I was more confident in front of people. And we never think about using our gifts to give to other people, or rarely think about it in that way. And that's what I want to spend a little bit of time talking about today, is how to take the gifts that we are given, because that's what you've got. You've got these gifts, you've got these tools in your life that your role in your purpose in the universe is to be able to use those and create something that helps make the world around you better, that drives things forward, that provides the most value that it possibly can. And so when we are looking at the gifts that we have, instead of thinking about them as, these are the gifts that I've received and there's nothing that I can do about it, I think that we should take those gifts and think about, what is the way that I can make this gift the most valuable to give to somebody else? How can I make my gift the thing that somebody else loves to receive? Because there's a whole bunch of different people in the world, and there's a whole bunch of different interests and wants and things that are exciting or motivating to people. And so while giving one person a proverbial pair of socks may be very boring to them, and they may be disappointed in that, that's not our goal. Our goal isn't to give a perfect gift to everybody. It's to use the gifts that we have and give those gifts to the right people in a way that is valuable to whoever those people who want our gifts and who need our gifts. And so if we change the perspective that we have, I believe that we can have such a lasting, incredible impact on the world, because it's not what have I been given, right? The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Let's use that perspective. Let's use that knowledge and information instead of saying, what have I been given and what am I stuck with? What do I have to find a way to return, exchange, use, hide, whatever the situation is? How can I take what I have to give and maximize the gift-giving portion of the exchange? I have what I have. I am who I am. I can make that as good as I possibly can. Maybe I'm really bad at thinking through logical problems, but I'm really good at working hard and finding ways to get things done just by pure determination. That's a very valuable gift in a situation where people need somebody who's working hard and who's doing tasks and who's taking the time and putting it in, that time investment and energy investment and grind is the right thing to give to certain people. If somebody is looking for a great singer to help be a backup on their album, your gifts may not align. And trying to give that person and show them, hey, look at how willing to grind I am. I can stack bricks all day long. You should definitely bring me into this position. All that they're going to do is look at you and say, oh, thanks for pointing that out, but this is not really the gift for me. And that wastes or doesn't maximize the potential that we have from our gifts. And so instead of trying to feel stuck with what we have and try to say, okay, well, I guess I'll make the best of this, right? Roll our eyes and shake our heads and wish that we had something else that we had been given. How can we use those gifts? What do I have that I can maximize? How can I make this better? Hey, I know that I've got a brand new outfit, right? That's my gift that I can give. I want to make that brand new outfit as nice of an outfit as I can because I want to give a great gift to people. I want to take the gifts that I have and I want to make them amazing and incredible and share that with the people that I have the opportunity to come in contact with. Not everybody's going to need a new outfit. Not everybody's going to like that or want that or be interested. But the people who do need a new outfit are going to be so excited that we've given them the best outfit that we possibly can. We've taken what we have and we've turned it into an amazing thing that we're ready to give to the world. And whatever that gift is, it's something that the world needs. That's why you have it. There's a reason, there's a purpose for every single thing that every one of us has. And being able to take whatever that natural ability, that natural skill, those gifts that you possess, that you have been given, now it's your opportunity to make that amazing and give that to somebody else. To take, this is the gift that I am giving, not the gift that I have been given. And taking that gift, this is my gift to give to the world, and I want the world to love this. I want this to fill its place in the world, to provide meaning and purpose for my experience here on Earth and here in my life. I want to give the most amazing version of whatever this gift is, because this is what I have the ability to put into the world, to provide value and to do something great, because everything can be great if we take the time and if we take the energy to do something great and amazing with it. And if we find the place or the people who need that gift in the moment that we're giving it, and we can just keep giving and keep giving because it's just part of who we are. As long as we are here, we can give that gift over and over and over again. And it can look a little bit different. It can feel a little bit different. But it's something that we have the opportunity every single day going through our lives to keep putting into the world and taking the gifts that we have and giving them instead of complaining about what we have been given and how we're stuck with trying to find a way to make that work because we can't return or exchange it. So oftentimes, if we don't like it, we hide it and we don't use it. We make excuses for it and we wish that we had something else. And that doesn't allow us to give that gift that we have to the people who really want and could use it. And the reason why we have that gift in the first place is to be able to give it away. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks again for listening. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I can't wait to talk to you in the new year. And get out there and give the best gifts that you can by maximizing what you have, who you are, and giving that to the right situations, the right people. And don't waste the gift that you have.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.